was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor. While the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls a string. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings. As the night folds in on a rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride.
Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You know, as we get closer to this election, I thought all the people we're going to be able to talk about was the last WikiLeaks revelation. Well, it just keeps getting more and more interesting, doesn't it? Homeland Security Chairman says Clinton and Obama both used unsecured communications. He used a hidden anonymous name or whatever, but just check this out. Department of Homeland Security just went on the air with Fox News. We're going to share that clip with you momentarily. Told the American people that Hillary Clinton is guilty of treason. This is Department of Homeland Security Chairman Michael McCaul. He revealed that Hillary Clinton clearly acted against the multiple security warnings she received while Secretary of State. Furthermore, he went on to release that Hillary Clinton took multiple devices overseas. Not only that, these devices were proven to be hacked, get this, by China, Russia, and the Islamic State of Iran. The intent is clear. Hillary Clinton used the secret server to hide her actions from the American people. She committed pure and simple treason against the United States. Please roll the Homeland Security clip from Fox News. This is mind-numbing. Mind-numbing stuff.
The investigation into Hillary Clinton's secret server takes a sinister turn now as we learn it was reportedly hacked by at least five foreign intel agencies, giving them access to the United States and all of our secrets, and then putting American lives at risk.
Here for reaction is the chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, Republican Congressman down in Texas, Michael McCaul. Good morning to you, Chairman.
Morning, Steve.
Okay, so Brett Baer's got a couple of sources inside the FBI that says with 99% accuracy, Hillary Clinton and the Clinton server was hacked by at least five foreign agencies and the information was taken from it. Doesn't that, if she's elected President of the United States, doesn't that really open up President Clinton to blackmail by these five countries?
Absolutely it does. I mean, the concern I've had all along is she has had seven special access programs on these devices. Those are the most classified, sensitive secrets in the federal government, many of them covert operations. She took those devices overseas against the State Department's wishes. And now we find out, as James Comey told me previously, that it's very likely that foreign adversary nations got into her private server. This is why you have security protocols, to protect classified information. She exposed it to our enemies, and now, Steve, our adversaries have this very sensitive information that not only jeopardizes her and national security at home, but the men and women serving overseas, this is, in my opinion, quite frankly, it's treason.
Chairman, on top of that, we understand the president was communicating to that server using an alias, although he didn't tell that the truth to 60 Minutes Steve Croft and others when asked when he found out about the private server. What are the implications of the president communicating with the Secretary of State on an unsecure server now that we know this hacked five times?
Well, now the American people know why this was such a big deal. It should be in a protected environment. It wasn't. It was created to get around the Freedom of Information Act because she didn't want to be transparent to the American people. Now it's vulnerable to a cyber attack. Looks like it was. And now countries like Russia and China and Iran have the most highly sensitive programs in the United States. And the President of the United States is communicating with her under a pseudonym. They're not stupid. They can figure that out as well. This is a huge story. Mm-hmm. It's far bigger than the accusations against Donald Trump. This goes to the heart of fitness of character to serve as commander-in-chief.
What about the president? The president's supposed to stay on the sidelines here, but then we're also learning from FBI sources that Valerie Jarrett, his chief advisor, is now asking for James Comey to be fired. And then you have the president saying, come on, he was campaigning for her, saying it was an honest mistake.
I mean, I don't think Valerie Jarrett has any credibility here. Jim Comey, I've known him for 20 years. He always does what he thinks is the right thing to do. He's made Republicans upset, but he's made a lot of Democrats upset. Yeah. One thing I know about Jim is that he will always do the right thing in his mind. I think he believed, and I think rightly so, that he had new evidence and he had an obligation to the Congress to turn that evidence over and let the Congress know and the American people before this critical decision that this case was not right. Over. As Hillary Clinton said, I'm cleared. It's all over. Yeah. Jim Comey is the hero here coming in saying that's not the case.
Did you feel that way
this
in July?
The investigation's still going.
Did you feel that way in July?
You know, the only criticism I had of Jim in July was that he should have said, to say no reasonable prosecutor would take the case was not the role of the FBI. That's the role of the prosecutor at justice. And I was one of those for many years. Mm-hmm. That was the only criticism I
that
had.
Was his opinion,
he pretty much
right?
Indicts her all the way up to not indicting her.
Mm-hmm. All right, Chairman, thank you for joining us this morning.
Well, that's interesting, isn't it? That's just how this person is even running for dog catcher, let alone. Anyway, I'm joined by Laz. I believe David Pruitt is going to be with us tonight. And Texas 101, Lori, we're all here tonight to bring you some interesting news. It's blowing my mind. Laz, what do you think, bud? Plot thickens.
Oh, it thickens. We shouldn't even be worried about the national security of what Russia, China, and Iran. We should be more worried and concerned of the plutonium, of the mercury and the uranium that was sold to China,
yes.
Iran, Russia, and ISIS. When we have our military over there fighting these, especially ISIS, I mean, what do you think they're going to use the uranium against?
I'm
just baffled.
Hey, remember the SEALs that went down in that helicopter? I want everybody to think about this for a second. Secretary of State, Special Operations, all of this stuff is going through her email. She wants to avoid FOIA. She wants to avoid accountability. How did they know where this team was? How did they know how to take this team out like that? Here is a perfect prime example of direct, clear, and present danger that she placed American lives not only in danger, but is probably responsible for many more deaths than the four in Benghazi. That's just what we know about. It blows my mind. I can't believe that this is allowed to. She should be under a prison at the gallows at this point.
Oh,
you know?
Absolutely. And Jeremy Comey's not far behind because he's the one that, with him, Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton gave the go-ahead for the assassination of LaVoy and also the attempted murder of our patriots. So, we know, the entire Washington, D.C. should be hung for treason. Every single one of them, from Harry Reid to John McCain. I mean, these criminals that we elect have no remorse of what our patriots. Bundys are right now incarcerated here. They're actually in Washington, where CTAC, detention center, the federal detention center, CTAC, where there's found innocent by the jury of their peers. Yeah, they're being held rather than going straight to Nevada. I mean, we're the American people. What the hell are we doing, America?
Well, you know, when you say we elected, I have nothing to do with that, brother. I will not. I cannot. Anybody that knows the research into the 14th Amendment, technically, if you vote, you commit an act of rebellion against your state. I mean, it's what they've done to twist and turn and destroy the republic is just sickening. And they've been doing it for a very, very, very long time. You know, I don't fault anybody for voting in this election. As a matter of fact, I really would like to see Trump. I don't know, brother. It comes down to it. It's like we keep putting our faith in men, and we wonder why it doesn't turn out right. Right? Our faith should be in God. Our faith should be in God. You said that. You hit that nail right on the head. So anyway, we have this Homeland Security situation now. Obama was using a false identity, and he was communicating with Hillary. This is now he came on 60 Minutes and he lied to the American people. So he is directly, and I mean, the president of the United States was communicating with her on an unsecured. God, we have Beavis and Butthead for president and secretary of state, and we wonder why everything's going to hell in a handbasket. Oh, Lord. All right. Well, on to the next subject here. Let's see. What do we have here? WikiLeaks. What do we have here? Okay. The new bombshell shows Clinton dealing with illegal child trafficker. Over the past 48 hours, rumors and whispers have emerged from the FBI's reopened investigation into Hillary's emails found on Anthony Weiner's laptop. And serious additional crimes were under investigation unrelated to the email server case involving, among other things, child trafficking. WikiLeaks has now released perhaps the biggest bombshell yet, claiming emails showing how the Clintons supported child stealer Laura Silsby, including an email where they are literally pricing how much it costs to transport children illegally. Illegally! We're not talking about helping them, folks. We're talking about trafficking. Oh, my Lord. In January 2010, an earthquake in Haiti left hundreds of thousands of people dead, injured, and displaced, and over a million homeless. 3 weeks after the earthquake, Haitian authorities arrested a group of Idaho missionaries for attempting to cross the border into the Dominican Republic with 33 children without papers or proper authorization. The missionaries claimed that they had the good intentions to set up an orphanage, but three investigations showed that none of the children were orphans and that the missionaries may have been attempting to smuggle the children out of Haiti to be adopted internationally. They had families. They had families. They were not orphans. They were not... Oh, Lord. Despite evidence of association with child traffickers, the Haitian justice system, prodded in part by President Clinton's diplomatic efforts on behalf of the missionaries, determined that none of the missionaries were guilty of illegal activities except the leader, Laura Silsby, who faced a lesser charge of organizing illegal travel. So Clinton came in to save the day and used her diplomatic status to get people out of trouble. The corruption knows no bounds. And this is a little area that, that Lori, I think that you are a little bit well-versed in, a little bit more well-versed in than I am. Would you like to step up and comment?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And 4chan, which is a site I wouldn't recommend anybody going to, and Reddit, and quite a few of the anonymous guys are coming out with a lot of the information. They're connecting this possibly with Zoe's Ark, which was a kidnapping plane that was full of kids that Sarkozy flew into Chad to supposedly rescue. They were actually kidnapping kids from Chad, too. So when we're talking about going in and fighting in Chad, which that was the national emergency for the United States, I believe 2 or 3 years ago, was Chad. If anybody will remember, that's when they were going in and kidnapping children there. Their lawyer is also the same lawyer that was charged. I believe his name was Jorge Puello. His real name is Jorge Torres and I'm bad at Spanish, Orellana. He was also charged in El Salvador for sex trafficking. It also implicates a key thing that I've been watching, and it is not the faith. It is not the church. It is a name that they use in it, just like you would say Walmart, but it could be Target. It's a grocery store or a store. They are using the word Baptist as a name of their organizations, their non-governmental organizations, which this organization, Laura Silsby, had. They're using the term Baptist in a lot of their names. We've had them in Texas. You know, I have a young man who is my hero, actually two of them. They're brothers. They have stood up from one of these Baptist organizations where they were assaulted to the state and no charges have been filed. Laura Silsby's organization was a Baptist, quote, title in the name of this non-governmental organization. So the NGOs are coming into play. It's coming into play. You know, where did all of the children go that came from South America 2 or 3 years ago? Where did they go? They were saying 30, 40,000 children. I saw none of them. And we had people in Texas infiltrate and go in and see these orphanages and saw no children in Texas. We don't know where they are, and we are looking for them. There's an attorney right now that's, I can't remember what the letter is, but there's a child that was missing from the Syrian families that came in. She's fighting right now as well. She's got a case against Obama. It goes straight into the emails. Email is a key word for anybody looking into this. John Podesta had a Gmail account. Who owns Gmail? Google. Google was just sold. There are a lot of programs within Google. I guarantee you, if you look into it, you're going to find a lot more about the child trafficking, how it's done, where it's at. And any of the feds that are talking, I'm not giving you the information I know, but it's out there and it's in those systems. Google should be implicated in this, and people should be looking into Google as well. So you've got the organizations that are non-governmental organizations. Every one of them should be looked at. This should be a big hit to the UN, who is the one that started the non-governmental organizations that are going after your health care. They're going after your education. They're going after your children. They're going after every single aspect of your life. This is the biggest thing that could have happened to our country to save us. If you go and look at any one of these evil people, you will find child trafficking and sexual acts that they have committed that are just disgusting. So hopefully that's enough to ramble on, but this is like a day that a lot of people have been waiting for to out them. And it includes your judges. It includes your FBI. It includes your Department of Justice. Remember, we had several thousand of the FBI agents a couple of years ago that had emails that were pornographic. And they were all let go. Not one charge was put out for these guys. I don't know who's pushing it or who's helping us or if it's just all of us, we the people around the world. And this is global because there are a lot of people that got out the Seville case in the UK and the Hot de la Garenne off of the island of Jersey that really started breaking this and getting this going. And a lot of people have gone to jail to get this information out. A lot of people have been killed to get this information out. This is a day that hopefully the people of the world will wake up and see exactly how evil these psychopaths are and what they are doing to our children. This is the key that unlocks it all. And I'll hush now.
Can I expand on this?
Please go ahead.
Can I expand on this? So the same senator that exposed it because of the letters from WikiLeaks. Senator Charles Grassley exposed 5,100 employees from the Pentagon in child pornography and child sex trafficking. That's Congressman Charles Grassley from Iowa. He exposed this with Senator Nancy Schaefer before Senator Nancy Schaefer was assassinated. With regards to the young lady on the phone that's saying that in Texas there's actually a child, I call it a child pharmacy. Why? Because you get any child you want. Sadly, you get any child you want. And it's called Children's of Alliance, where Congressman Burgess has been seen, former Governor Rick Perry, seen in the Child Trafficking Act with children and child pedophilia. This expands to judges, congressmen, senators, FBI agents, CIA, Department of Justice, all these criminals and behind this, and guess who were appointed or part of? Hillary Clinton, because if you look at Bill Clinton, he passed a law that you get every child between $3,000 to $6,000 per child that's removed out of the house and going to these kangaroo courts called family courts. These family court kangaroo courts, they go into a secrecy. You no longer have a constitutional courtroom. You're operating under admiralty, and they're the process of that. But anyways, all right, guys, goodbye.
Good, brother. It's nice having you again, Laz. We'll talk to you again.
And thanks for what you're doing tonight. Thank you.
Yeah, I tell you, that's Laz Ensenado. And with Shauna Cox, he exposed a lot of research into all of this. He's we have to get him some kind of clear microphone or connection. I know that he's out of Alaska, so it's very difficult. Anyway.
Well, Thomas, right now he's standing outside of the prison, and that's why he's having a hard time, is he's actually at the prison out there in Washington.
I wasn't going to give up his location.
I know. Well, but it's out everywhere.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm just trying to, anyway. So his signal's being interrupted.
But the one thing, Thomas, that everybody that's listening that this may be new to them, everybody that researches, even though we concentrate on one area, we have all run into this issue of the child trafficking, the child killings, the killings of, it's men and women as well. You run into it where they're trading for organs. This is gonna lead into all of it, and hopefully it will finally wake up the American people to the ugly truth that nobody wants to talk about. Nobody wants to talk about that family member that, you know, is just a little odd and doing strange things. This is that subject for our country, and it's time. It's out. Everybody knows about it now. The laundry's on the line. Let's clean it up now.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I'm trying to get, we were supposed to have David Pruitt on with us. I don't know, maybe I miscommunicated. But Mike, I'm sending you over a contact. I'm pretty sure I have it, but I'm going to send it over to you anyway. Good friend David is going to be joining with us tonight. I just sent it over to you. If you could get him on the line, I'd appreciate it.
And so, here's another thing, Thomas. The FBI right now is honoring all FOIA requests, all of them. And they've put out several FOIA requests recently that people have been waiting on for a long time. I don't have them in front of me, but anybody that wants or has put in a FOIA request, check on it. They're starting to honor them all now.
Really?
Yes. Huh. That's the other big thing today.
I think that there is a faction within the FBI that are very good individuals, and they want to see this corruption end. I've known, you know, when I was younger, I worked for a retired FBI agent. He became a private investigator, and he was such a good man. I mean, he was the salt of the earth. Good man, really good man. And I can't believe in any way, shape, or form that he would have been involved in anything bad. I mean, I knew this guy, and he helped everybody he could. He helped, you know, he would give you the shirt off his back. So I don't believe for a second, folks, that, you know, there's a lot of evil that is permeated within this corporation, this government. However, there's folks in there that are feeding information out. How do you think WikiLeaks got a hold of all this information?
The other thing, Thomas,
I'm going to leave that right there.
Here's the other thing before everybody starts going on a proverbial witch hunt. These people have probably seen things for years, and their lives and their families' lives have been on the line. And that's probably why they seem to be good people, because they go into other aspects of other industries or professions to try to fight what they can without saying what they know. But now it's time for everybody that knows something to speak up. Anybody that has arrest powers to start arresting. Anyone that can go out there if they need the people's help. There's enough, quote, activists out there to go out and help them do what they need to do. It's time for sheriffs that are good, police officers that are good, any politician that's good, to start going out to the people, get enough people. There are enough of us out there now to start having these arrests made, because it is time to start cleaning it up. And there's going to be a lot. People are going to have to be patient and know that we've got to be calm when this happens, because innocent people are going to be pulled into this. And we've got to look at it with really honest eyes, even when we don't want to, that some of these people may have been around it, in it, involved with it. We don't know. And whatever's coming out of this is going to be, you know, it's going to be scary. It's going to be a witch hunt now.
Well, I don't want to use the term witch hunt because, maybe that is appropriate.
I think it is with Hillary Clinton involved.
you keep using that word, and folks, there's a whole nother layer to this onion that a lot of people, you know, it seems like conspiracy, but, you know, conspiracy theory, but there's a lot of truth to it, and these people are following an ancient Babylonian religion, that these people that get involved in this, and child sex, sacrificing, all of that stuff. This has been documented over the course of history, time and time and time and time again. I mean, it is on official government records going back into the 1200s. Okay, this is not something that just came from the ether without any supporting evidence. These folks are sick, they're twisted, they're deviant, and they're here. We'll be back after a few words from our sponsors, Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast.
Kids, you work hard like your parents both did. Everything you earn by breaking your backs. We're gonna redistribute when we make our big tax. Hey, sit down, don't be a jerk.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Welcome back. Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. Well, you know, folks, what I was talking about before we went to break, this Babylonian cult, child ritual sacrifice and sex magic and all of that stuff. You would think, you know, this sounds crazy, right? And so, I mean, it's insane, right? However, the god Moloch or Baal that is at the heart of this ritualistic satanic abuse. Every year in the California Redwoods, you have Bohemian Grove where all of these elites get together and they have a ritual at the feet of a 40-foot statue of Moloch. So if they didn't want these conspiracy theories, if they didn't want people to realize, why would they have, I mean, folks, we're not just pulling this from left field. This is just not some crazy talk, although you almost feel like you're going crazy to even think that this level of evil could actually exist. That people could actually really physically want to do something like that to a child. But this has been going on for thousands of years. It's all tied in with these fake plots, fake gangs. Some Jesuit, some Freemasonic. Guy Fawkes plotters were a fake gang controlled by the London government. The UK's General Frank Kitson, trailblazing fake terrorism, refers to the fake gangs set up by the security services. The idea of a fake gang is to carry out acts of violence which can then be blamed on other people or used for political agendas. Fake gangs have been used in Ireland, the IRA, Vietnam, Italy, Operation Gladio, Turkey, Belgium, the Philippines, Kenya, Malaysia, Iraq, Syria, ISIS, New York, Al-Qaeda, and many other places. We saw the intelligence services involved in 9/11, several of them, the Mossad, the CIA, Saudi. But they blame it on this phantom group, Al-Qaeda, with box cutters that defeated an entire national security defense network. And we're supposed to believe that. Lord Stevens, the former UK police chief, is quoted as saying that only 3 out of 210 terrorist suspects he arrested in a probe in Northern Ireland were not working for either the police, the security service, MI5, or the UK Army. On the 21st of December 2011, we learned that the IRA was run by the UK security services. Stephen Gray's book, The New Spymaster, says the UK intelligence services used the family of IRA leader Gerry Adams as spies for the UK military. It would seem that the security services set up satanic pedophile child abuse rings in order to control certain key people. The fake gangs idea has been used since Babylon 10,000 years ago with the scientific engineering of society. The satanic religion, another fake gang, has spread and infiltrated every noble family, every noble civilization, and is even now infiltrating our civilization here, our culture here. All rituals, religion, education, political movements are designed to create fake gangs of psychopaths who can then be used to create control through chaos, created poverty, the oligarchic policy of poverty, destroying infrastructure, preventing human evolution, geoengineering. It's truly sick. And we have to point it out. We have to call it out. Anyway, I have on the line David Pruitt. David, welcome to the show.
Ah, thanks, Tom.
We're getting into some deep territory here that I usually don't go this deep.
I think that something else we all have to keep in mind when we're talking about the, like, just for the sake of argument, let's just say that we're talking about the Clintons just for a second. You know, yeah. The general public has purposely allowed themselves to be, they've allowed themselves to be manipulated and controlled. You know, look at Operation Dragonfly. I can't remember what year that was, but it was bigger than Fast and Furious. I don't believe anyone ever got prosecuted, as to the best of my knowledge. The man who was the negotiator with China lived only about an hour from where I currently live, and I know someone who knew him personally. They ruled it a suicide when he was shot 2 or 3 times in the back of the head inside of a locked room, and they never found any firearms. If you look at it, the whole thing was orchestrated very much like Fast and Furious to demonize firearms. They were caught with Norinco, I believe it was Norinco and Polytech made firearms, And they were told that they were going, the Chinese government was told, and the Chinese government and the manufacturers were told that these were going to be used for U.S. military training. They were specifically brought into the U.S. illegally so that they could be given to street gangs, so street gangs could have wars amongst themselves and basically cause some hell. There were explosives provided to them, a number of things, and yet, why don't we hear about this? It was big news. Even, I think it was 90, whatever year Clinton got booted. And then, you know, it's amazing. He gets caught getting a you-know-what underneath the White House desk in the Oval Office. And it's amazing how everyone turned their focus from something that actually put a lot of people in danger. Because you and I aren't allowed that same armament to defend ourselves. And, well, you know, the, and then I also, I will also bring up the fact that if you look at it, now there's an embargo with China for, I believe it's ammunition and all firearms except for shotguns. I think shotguns are the one exception to the rule. So when you think about it, why was that done? This is how they've operated. They've operated with so, they've had so much rope, but the American people until this point really haven't had enough. And what's really sad is many in government really haven't spoken up. Those who knew about the crimes, now granted, I understand, look at how many people have had tragic accidents who have known the Clintons. Okay, I can understand that coming forward, but in this day and age, today, if we can't stand up for what is right, no matter what the repercussions are, it's only going to get worse.
Yeah, I agree. Lori?
And it's go ahead.
Well, I absolutely agree with them. That's what I was saying earlier, is you can stand up now. Now you can stand up. We all know, we all hear it, we've all seen it. And if the American people don't stand up in the thousands or hundreds, if you're in a small town, and back up anybody standing up to this corruption, and you don't go to those meetings or those court cases and take off work and quit going to your kids' basketball games and Boy Scout and Girl Scout meetings, it's your fault.
I agree.
Well, I would say, I'm sorry, Tom.
No, go ahead.
I would say that the other thing is we're so focused on the TV, we're so focused on the Olympics, we're so focused on all these things that distract us. They don't really empower us. They don't really educate us. So what I would say is in this day and age, you know, we have the internet, which is both one of the most destructive tools and one of the most powerful tools. You can use that to educate yourself. There is so much knowledge out there. Now you do have to use a little bit of common sense. And know that not everything you read, I wouldn't say half of it is even true. Probably less than that. But there is a lot of good knowledge. And you can find reliable sites and things like that that will give you a knowledge base to build on. And, you know, we've got to empower ourselves. If we can't empower ourselves, we're never going to get anywhere. That means empowering yourself with the truth. The truth is the most destructive thing I know of, because truth is like artillery. There's just no defending against it.
Well, you know, there is a lot of disinformation. Now, here's the thing, folks. Because this stuff does very much exist in reality, there are those who it's their career to put out fake information to lead you away to, for instance, what's that website? This is a
more mainstream.
Source of Fall is one. Salon, or what is the one that always exposes the fake stories? Is that not
Snopes.
Salon?
Snopes.
Okay, now here, these people have been caught creating false stories just so that they could debunk the fake stories that they created in the same line of the actual corruption that's really going on. So you see, talk about Hegelian. Wow.
Well, let me mention something else. There's a case that both Eric Hughes and the Courtroom Observers and myself have been involved in, and it ties into the Clintons and their child trafficking. And we've been able to put this together because it's in Webster, New York. Okay, I won't mention the child's name or the mother's name or anything out of respect for them. But a 12-year-old has been being abused by the grandparents, who are very influential, very wealthy. They're personal friends with the local judges and the police chiefs. And the amount of the mother took the son to go get a rape test done on him, and the police come to the ER and say, "You're not allowed to give him a rape test." That's what they say. it's obvious that the boy has been raped. Okay. This is the kind of stuff that we're dealing with. If we're not willing to stand up, it's just going to keep getting worse. You see, because those people that do these kind of things, if you let them get away with them, they get more and more, I'm looking for the proper word. Oh, it's on the tip of my tongue. I hate when that happens.
They get more and more empowered
audacious. It starts out, little acts of rebellion, and then they finally get away with stuff so much that they're just open about it. Like what's happened, look at what's happened with the Bundys. Look at how open they are about their crimes with that. They try to twist the narrative, but anyone with a brain who looks at the evidence on the Bundy side, there is no evidence on the federal government side. It's all been created.
Nothing. They have nothing.
I mean, if we look at this stuff, we can sort through it with just a little bit of common sense.
And David, you're hitting on a key point, and it hits on what Thomas said about the conspiracy theorist. People don't look at what the word conspiracy theorist means. It means a theory. Theory might be true, might not be true, but maybe you might want to look into it. A lot of people have been talking about this stuff for a long time, and everybody's been so afraid to even look at the truth and what's going on because it's so horrifying. Well, we allow it. We allow it to happen. Everyone knows, and I had this conversation with Thomas the other day, when you say, just let them get away with it because that's just the way they are. No. Stop allowing people, even in little parts of your life, to get away with things that are immoral, wrong, and just not right. Stand up, stand firm, make it right, do the right thing to people, and it's going to start getting cleaned up. But when it gets to the level of the Clintons or the level in your local government, people in your area must, no matter if they like you or not, facts are facts. We've got to start standing together, or we're going to hang alone. It's just how it is.
Well, I agree with you, although that's a little bit of an extreme example. Of course, I don't mean allow Satanists to go and kidnap children and do devious things with them because they're just the way they are. You know what I'm saying? But anyway. All right. Anyway.
Hey, guys, I'm sorry about that.
That's okay. It happens, brother. It happens all the time. It's no sweat. No sweat at all. I have some other clips that I want to share before we go too much further. How long till the next break there, Mike? Okay, good. Do me a favor, the update on Bill Clinton and the pedophile island. Now, this is going back in time just a little bit, folks. Not too far, but I have a couple clips I want to share with you just to refresh people's memory and for some new listeners that I have tuning in that are not exposed to this information at all. This is really important. Now, keep in mind, you can go to resurrecttherepublic.com and click on, we have released these two most recent articles on the Department of Homeland Security kind of leveling a charge of treason against Clinton verbally, as well as the other story we covered tonight. And I'm going to be putting these links. I'm going to be adding them in a post later on tonight. So if you would roll update Bill Clinton on Pedophile Island.
Mm-hmm. the story of sex slaves, underage girls, a billionaire, murder, a prince, and at least one former U.S. president. What has been the biggest scandal in the U.K. since World War II has now come to the U.S., and it may involve former President Bill Clinton. The story surrounds this man, billionaire Jeffrey Epstein, who served time in 2008 for soliciting prostitution. That charge came as part of a plea deal. It all began in 2005 when Epstein was investigated after a woman reported that he paid her 14-year-old daughter $300 for sex. And since that initial claim, there have been more than 40 women who have come forward with claims that Epstein is a sexual predator and that he not only abused them, but shared them with famous and powerful friends. Well, flash forward to today, and a lawsuit is underway in Palm Beach, Florida. In that lawsuit, multiple mentions of former President Bill Clinton, who reportedly took multiple trips to Epstein's private island. You see it here. It's called Little St. James. It all happened between 2002 and 2005. Now, according to testimony in the lawsuit, at least one woman on that compound was there unwillingly. She is referred to as Jane Doe 102. She was forced to live as one of Epstein's underage sex slaves for years and was forced to have sex with politicians, businessmen, royalty, people working in academics, etc. Now, to be clear, in 2008, when the plea deal happened, Clinton cut off ties to Epstein, but maybe not. According to the UK Daily Mail, the lawsuit claims that Clinton was friends with an unnamed woman who kept images of naked underage children on her computer, helped to recruit underage children for Epstein, and photographed underage females in sexually explicit poses. Now, while Clinton cut off ties with Epstein, this woman's abuses apparently did not end their relationship. As she was reportedly one of the 400 guests at Chelsea Clinton's 2010 wedding. So what did Bill Clinton know? What was he a part of? According to the Smoking Gun, as part of a civil suit filed against Epstein by several of his victims, lawyers for the women floated the possibility of subpoenaing Clinton, since he might well be a source of relevant information about Epstein's activities. Now, while Clinton was never deposed, lawyers obtained Epstein's computerized phone directory, which included email addresses for Clinton, along with 21 phone numbers for him, including those for his assistant, Doug Band, according to a court filing. Now, I spoke earlier with Dennis Hoff, the owner of the Bunny Ranch in Nevada, and a man who personally knows Bill Clinton. In fact, Hoff photographed Clinton with two of his Bunny Ranch girls at a charity event in Los Angeles in March of last year. I asked Hoff if with multiple trips to Little St. John Island, if there is any way that Bill Clinton was not aware of these underage girls.
I don't believe it's possible. It's amazing that this happened and came to light. And I don't think Bill Clinton would ever want to be involved with an underage girl. But the fact that it's happening and that the Secret Service guys didn't do something about it is shocking.
21 phone numbers, as well as email addresses, that were reportedly belonged to him that were in possession of Jeffrey Epstein. What does that say to you?
Well, it says that this Epstein is just an absolute disgusting pig. I mean, to be messing around with underage girls, it's just unbelievable. Now, I give Bill Clinton a little bit of a pass because, look, he had other parties after this all happened, and who went to it? Stephanopoulos, Katie Couric, Woody Allen, which is not a good sign, I guess, and Chelsea Handler. So it could be possible that Clinton did not know about this, but it's almost hard to believe.
And that party that Hoff mentions there was just one party as compared to the multiple visits by Bill Clinton. But this story is much bigger than just former President Clinton. Prince Andrew, the Duke of York, is being connected to this scandal as well. In 2001, Virginia Roberts, a 17-year-old who now claims to have been held as Epstein's sex slave, was introduced to Prince Andrew while staying at a London home. Ms. Roberts claims that she was paid £10,000 as a reward for having sex with Prince Andrew by Epstein. I spoke earlier with RT UK presenter Afshin Ratanzi, and he says that the scandal around Prince Andrew is growing daily.
is definitely building in the infamous British tabloid press, who are kind of at war with the royal family as the general election campaign here proper begins. It is a kind of old story, but of course we are getting further facts because of the plaintiff, in effect.
Now, in the UK, this story, though, is a lot larger than just Jeffrey Epstein and Prince Andrew. In fact, it seems like it involves this pedophilia ring that reaches into the highest levels of British society, including presenters with the BBC, including members of Parliament. It seems like this is a growing story that involves some 1,400 kids. Can you tell me a little bit about that and the development over the last year into that story?
Yeah, around the world, the headlines from Britain tend to, in international newspapers, seem to make out that Britain is this center of upper-class paedophilia. And indeed, the press here also reflecting those stories. There is a certain degree of frenzy about it, it has to be said. But at the same time, the story keeps giving, because the latest, quite apart from the fact that there have been entertainers jailed, quite apart from the fact that close confidants of the powerful have been jailed, top public relations people and so on, now the story seems to be concerning not only paedophile rings, but actually murder, and murder so close to the Palace of Westminster itself, the so-called Mother of Parliaments. So these cases are ongoing. And
can you define for us the murder charge? That goes back to a young man who was believed to have died during one of these orgies, is that correct?
That's right. There's testimony that's now being investigated as to whether Rent Boys, I suppose, the murder of Rent Boys by prominent politicians, with people being named. But I think it's very important to emphasize the fact that all the accusations tend to be on people who've died. It's as if the police and Scotland Yard has its own headlines as regards covering up things in this country. It's so scandalous that even the government here, the Home Secretary Theresa May, has been criticizing the Police Federation for the past year or so. And we know that Scotland Yard has been involved in cover-up after cover-up relating to so many different aspects of British civic life. So as regards current serving politicians, every time it seems to touch a serving British politician, the story seems to dwindle. And again, we talk about stories of past ministers, particularly in Margaret Thatcher's cabinet during the 1980s.
Well, as the story grows, it becomes more and more apparent this is not just a story of underage girls. It is a story of a massive pedophilia ring involving some of the most powerful people in the world. Back to Jeffrey Epstein, because when police were investigating Epstein in 2008, they found an Amazon.com invoice for the purchase of sex slave books such as Slavecraft, Roadmaps for Erotic Servitude, Principles, Skills, and Tools. Another called Training with Miss Abernathy, a workbook for erotic slaves and their owners. And SM101, a realistic introduction. I spoke with Kambiz Shambankari, who has spent years covering sex trafficking all around the world, and I asked him what this scandal is demonstrating about the power and the abuse of people from around the world.
We'll be back with the rest of Ben Swan's Cliff on this on the other side in our second hour. Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.